This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Buckle up for the next 3 to 6 months as we look at how to prepare for a volatile world. Dan Bossy with Ag Resource shares his thoughts from a recent PDP Dairy Signal about the future of trade with China.
When you think about the world, we at Ag Resource are thinking about an actual decoupling of the United States and China. I am not optimistic on a trade deal. I do not think one will get done. And so I think as you look at China, which is buying the board in Brazil in terms of soybeans, they bought so many soybeans last week, close to 80 cargoes, I can't count, and they're still buying this week. So for China, they have to buy the beans that they need, and they are doing it in style, which has rallied the soybean market and to rather sharp gains. Milk prices have come back. Corn and wheat demand has been stellar. And so we're actually seeing some very, very good demand. Now, where I worry about is going to be the, what I say, the period that China doesn't show up for U.S. ag commodities, which will be from mid-September until middle of January. I say that only because they're the biggest grain buyer, per se. They are important in our milk markets. But when we look at soybeans, that's where there's going to be a hole. So today, China's buying so many soybeans in Brazil that other countries are coming to the United States based on lack of availability. And so for me, the Chinese have this view that indeed they are not going to enter into a trade deal because they're buying soybeans as far out as September, October from Brazil. They're trying to make amends to fill that hole and avoid the United States as much as possible. So when I step back from it, I believe the Trump administration is going to try to do trade deals with as many countries that are non-Chinese as possible, segregating the Chinese to the side, leaving them for a later day. And this is really about a duopoly, as we think about it in Ag Resource, where they're splitting of the world in terms of trade patterns, and how this all looks and going forward is going to be important. And I do think the Trump administration, from what I'm being told, is looking at longer term trade negotiations, not for just the next 3 years, but maybe even longer than that. So can it pull in a Japan? Can it pull in a country like Vietnam that imports 13 or 14 million metric tons of corn, but none from the United States? Can it pull in India? We had Indian discussions last week. India does not buy GM products, but the Trump administration is trying to force that avenue. Also, the Trump administration wants them to buy vegetables and vegetable oils and wheat. So there's a lot of things happening under the cover. You know, U.S. agriculture was struggling because we were looking at failing trade and having problems with negotiations. We'll see how this all goes, but I believe that when everything is done at the end, we're going to have China and a few other countries like Russia and maybe Brazil on one side, and then there's going to be another side, which will be the United States and some of these other allies that it's going forward with. And it's pessimistic when you think of one of our biggest ag customers, now number three, being segued to the side. But, you know, Mexico and Canada continue to be very strong buyers, and so that's giving me some optimism and some hope, and I think the ag markets are reflecting it accordingly.
Comments from Dan Bossy, president of Ag Resource Company, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal, who says it's important to stay positive.
I'm not as negative on all of this as it sounds, but I still tell farmers the same thing, which is you got to manage your margin. And so we got to stay in business each and every year, and we can't lose sight of that. So when you can make some money, you know, set some targets with milk or crops or whatever it is, 10, 20%, get some sales on. We can always defend them later with calls or those kind of things. So be minding your margin, know when your opportunities are there, because this is a period we need to stay around as a farmer. We need to be there for the better times. They will come again. We will get demand drivers, whether it's from a host of other things internationally on trade or biofuels or others, but it will come. But we just got to make sure that we're there for that day. So for now, we just need to take care of the turbulence, make sales when we need to, and get some confidence around us in terms from a capital perspective, so we're there for the better time.
Dan Bossy from Ag Resource. And once again, if you'd like to hear those comments in its entirety for free, simply go to pdpw.org and click on the Dairy Signal. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.